4.9 FM. Stream at listenlikealocal.com or enjoy the program on the official WSKV FM app from the Google Play or Apple App Store. You can also listen on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast. You're listening to PCSN Live. Let's join Dave and Ken at the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton.
And good evening and welcome everyone to another edition of PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9 FM. Again, we will gonna try to have the Jones brothers on here tonight, if that makes any sense. Try to have Coach Mike Jones here at about 6:10 and Coach Ken Jones about 6:35 here tonight. Girls volleyball coach and the boys head football coach. And we're going to talk a little bit about the decision by the KHSA to go with fall sports. And I guess the governor's decision to allow what the KHSA proposals was.
Yeah, which was great news in many respects. And we'll get to that here shortly. But first, we always try to start off with the latest COVID information. So today, 696 new COVID cases in Kentucky. 7 new deaths have been reported. That brings the total up to 45,230 total positive cases in the state. 902 deaths. Still a large number of total tested, 839,454. And the positivity rate, we've not seen these numbers in a good long while, David, 4.64%. To me, that's incredible considering we've been hovering around that 5.81, it seems, for the longest time. So nice to see that positivity rate down. And even some better news as far as locally, we went for a long stretch of days there where there were no new reported cases. We actually have no new cases today. We have one active case, though, is all that we have in the county. I think we had two over the past 7 to 8 days, maybe.
Yeah.
So still just one active case. So 71 out of the 72 have been recovered so far. But still, it looks like, at least locally, people are, you know, in theory, doing what maybe they need to be doing. But at the same time, who knows where the testing are, which we've kind of talked about as well.
It's kind of like this. We are out of that red zone, that danger zone. Powell County, by the Washington, D.C. numbers, was put out as last week's numbers. Powell County was a hotspot. We were over 50%, over 10% positivity rate. And again, we even thought our numbers were fairly high for Powell County. But again, we've had a week where we've had one case reported. Since last Wednesday, our Wednesday to Wednesday week, and that's good news. That going forward, all it takes is a couple slip-ups to get back where we just were. So, again, continue the social distancing, continue the mask, and they do work together in conjunction with each other, and all your other protocols you can do, the washing your hands, and all that good stuff. Again, it's been a busy week for everybody here as far as if you're an educator. Powell County Schools have reopened, although it be virtual. But again, this is probably a year where, because you're virtual versus live, I think that some of the teachers and staff have worked harder to prepare for this year than what is in the past.
Agreed, 100%. Probably 1,000%, to be honest with you, because it's amazing what teachers are having to do now in order to prepare for this virtual remote learning where everyone is starting off at home with the Chromebooks, the lesson plans, the virtual classrooms, trying to set that up, get all your lessons organized, but at the same time, so then let's say October the 5th, which would be the next target date potentially for in-person instruction, you still have kids that are separated as being in-person and or remote learners. Mm-hmm. You know, so as a teacher, you might have in-person and dealing with a certain group of kids, so now you have certain lessons that you're dealing with them. But you also might have a split now where all of a sudden everybody is doing remote. So now you're having to do additional responsibilities and duties to kind of do the remote stuff. So spread out all over the place. You might have a teacher who is a teacher at Stanton Elementary that might be having kids that are from Clay City Elementary and potentially even Bowen Elementary. Yeah. So your child's teacher might not necessarily be at their home school. And that's kind of a little confusing, you know, in many respects, but at the same time, the district's trying to do the best they can in order to educate all of the kids here in the community and hopefully make it positive instruction and educational attainment for these kids.
I got some kudos, I guess, out there. Again, first of all, to the governor for trying to provide the districts, I think, with some money for purchases in the hot spots for the people that don't have. Kudos to your Board of Education superintendent for getting those out to the kids that needed them. And big time for the all the staff out there that has just, to me, worked. This is the hardest, I think, the teacher, and I'm retired, but this is some of the hardest working teachers I've seen in a long time, going above and beyond, staying extra hours, coming in to just meet folks that they've got their kids or whatever it is. But, man, if you see a teacher, and they've been criticized a lot lately, a lot of people have criticized educators and education for not wanting to get started back, and it's not that they don't want to, it's not safe right now. And again, you've seen in the past with COVID now, most of the schools, not all, most of the schools who started back early have already shut back down. And that's not because the governor, that's because they had cases of COVID and they had to shut down. So I think that the numbers, and as you read today, to me, those numbers are a little bit still too high for a daily number. Again, the positivity rate is a good thing. 680 cases, is that what you said?
Roughly, yeah.
That's still a large number of folks. When you look at what is it, 3% of those are projected to probably die at the end of that scale. So every time you hear a number like that, it's between 2 to 4% of that group could pass away. And that's not a nice number. Whenever you look at those that way, you know, talk about maybe 15, 20 people that could lose their lives when you have a number of 600 to 700 people. That's more than I would want to have to talk about. So loss of life is still a big thing.
Yeah, and obviously considering the main numbers are coming from the larger cities, obviously, you know, 70 is still way too many people. But at the same time, the fact that we've gone so many consecutive days, in a sense, and those numbers have been really low and or the one or two cases, we still have to do all of the things that we need to in order to, you know, kind of keep this at bay in a sense. Yeah. And what's interesting as well is that, you know, we've talked about this before. Come October, if let's say that the numbers kind of stay as they are and we go back to in-person, at that point, now what happens, right? Because now potentially in theory, yeah, maybe the numbers, but then who knows as people contract this, because I know people who have contracted this. They're not even sure who they were around to even have gotten it to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, was it at work? Was it a family member who, you know, a neighbor or Kroger? I mean, again, there's some uncertainty still as far as these particular numbers. So even if we get to that October point of view and we're in person, it wouldn't surprise me, just like with some of these other schools and districts, if all of a sudden we don't get hit and now all of a sudden you're back to shutting down and kind of take it from there.
And that was the risk the entire time of starting early. If you start early, you're probably going to shut down within a week or two. Just wait until a later date. And, you know, I think somebody's going to be on virtual the entire year this year. I'm not sure this is going to calm down for a few more months. People can plan on being virtual for a while. I just hope it runs its course quicker than not. People got to really take care of themselves. And when we're talking sports, folks, a lot of you guys are out there, we want sports. You're great cheerleaders for having sports, and it's going to happen. Here's the kicker: if you go back and you do things that you shouldn't be doing and you get a couple kids sick, you're shut down. And I'll promise you this: I thought the KTSA made the right call on starting back where they were on the 7th or 11th. It's going to be up to the districts at that point and the health department to say, okay, you're good to go. So, yes, we're a go. No, we're not definite. But you got to do the little things. You got to go out, and coaches got to handle practices correctly. We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight with our coaches. The players have got to take this seriously. You got to do the little things to stay healthy. If not, take a chance of losing your season.
Yeah, and on one hand, it still goes back to we have to continue to press forward, keeping ourselves aware that it's still lingering out there. So even though our numbers are great, you know, it's not like all of a sudden, oh, hey, let's stop social distancing or let's stop wearing our mask, whether it's student, regular citizens in the community, we still have to do that because obviously we do want those seasons to occur. It is a go right now. Let's not mess up those numbers and take that away.
I look at it this way. When you shut down a school in March and you had 20-some cases in Kentucky, and now you've got 700 a day and you want to open it back up, think about what you're saying. Because
something doesn't add up.
Well, that's kind of what we did. We shut down in March with very few cases in Kentucky, and Kentucky's really done a good job. I just, when you look at the numbers and look at the states and look at the amount of cases we have compared to others, I think Kentucky has overall done a pretty good job, and I think it's because we went with the early mandate and closed some things down early. I think that helped a lot. But again, we got to follow these regulations if you can. We'll step away for a break here on PCSN Live with Dave and Kim. Be back with Coach Mike Jones here after the break.
It's summer clearance time going on now at Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Stanton. Get the best deals of the year right now. From the economical 2020 Jeep Renegade to the most awarded SUV in the country, the 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee, the deals have never been better. Rebates up to $6,000 on Jeep products and, as always, the best atmosphere to buy a new car. The no-hassle sales staff and exceptional service team. Make now the time to buy. Don't forget that rates are as low as 0%. Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram just off the Mountain Parkway exit 22 in Stanton.
Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, and they know that you're unique in the way you want to do banking. That's why they offer great services like Phone Smart, where you can call and find out about your account. Or how about text banking, where you can text and find out exactly what you want to know about your account. And you can set up really cool text alerts and find out when maybe you drop below a certain balance, reminding you to balance your checkbook. They have online banking and convenient apps for Android and Apple. Those apps give you the ability to make mobile deposits. Just snap a picture of your check and deposit it. Whitaker Bank also allows you to apply for a loan online at their website at WhitakerBank.com. And don't forget, you have access to your money 24/7 with Whitaker Bank's ATMs, where you can make a cash withdrawal day or night. For more information about these great services, call the main branch at 606-663-2283. That's Whitaker Bank, Stanton, Clay City, and Campton. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Appalachian Wireless has a question for you. Would you rather pay $650 or $66 for a smartphone? If you think this answer is simple, then the Appalachian Advantage Plan is for you. Pay less upfront for today's hottest smartphones, and then pay just a few dollars more every month on the monthly bill. Many smartphones are $5 a month or less after you factor in the $20 discount from the Advantage Plan compared to the contract offering. Better service, bigger savings. That's today's Appalachian Wireless. Payment agreement required. See store for details.
The emergency department at Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine is faster, closer, and better. When an emergency strikes, we are right down the street and ready to help. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is an accredited chest pain center and level 4 trauma center. You can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. Choose the emergency department at Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine. Faster, closer, better.
Welcome back to PCSN Live with David Keehan here on WSKV 104.9. And we're going to be joined now on the phone by Powell County head football coach, Mike Jones. How you doing tonight, Mike?
I'm okay. I'm hot, though. It's hot out here today.
I tell you what, I had golf practice from 4 to 5, and I got in my truck, and I was soaked. All I did was stand on the green. So, it is a warm one tonight.
Yeah, it is. It's it was cool last week, and the heat's come back, and dealing with the virus and trying to keep going.
Well, I do think the forecast shows that maybe this is the last day it's supposed to be this hot, at least the rest of this week. So maybe it'll cool it down. I guess maybe, in a way, Coach, it's we would have getting ready to start with football. Maybe get those bad hot days out of the way.
Yeah, I think that's one positive we're looking for them is we'll be a little deeper into the season, and hopefully the hot weather will let up. And then because shape, I think, is going to be a problem with the way things have went. And if the weather's not real hot, it's not going to be as big as deal.
Correct.
So that's, yeah.
So where do we stand now as far as practice is concerned?
Right now, we are allowed to be just in helmets. We'll be in helmets all week through Friday, and then Monday we add shoulder pads. And then the following week, which is game week, we'll be in full pads. So it's kind of crazy. But
so you don't go to full gear until the week that you open?
Right.
Wow.
So that's worrisome. And we'll try to do some things next week to, since we got shoulder pads on and try to get them ready for that. But we're probably only going to have 2 days in full pads, 2 to 3 days. And that Thursday is polish up and get ready to play.
So basically, I guess I'll ask this real quick. You might be acclimated to the temperature, but you're not going to be acclimated to the hits.
Exactly. And the weight room, I have tried to stay out of the weight room because of the virus. Right. I feel like that's a huge issue. So we're not going to be as strong. And then the ligaments and joints and things like that's not going to be as strong as we'd like it to be because of the virus and not being in the weight room.
So even as far as the helmets, are they required to wear the mask while they're wearing the helmets?
No. If you're in activity, you don't have to have a mask on. But if they go in the field house to get dressed, which they are now, they're coming in right now, they have to wear a mask in there and get out as quick as they can is what I tell them. Don't be hanging around in the weight room. So it's tough. It's probably the most aggravating thing I've ever had to deal with as a coach.
So how are your practices even structured now compared to what they were a week or two ago?
Well, it's very similar, except that you got helmets on, you got everybody here. I tried to, when we didn't, coming up to this time before practice, I brought them in by class to spread them thin and worked on stuff, or brought them in by position so I could spend special time with them. But we got everybody here now, so it's our first look at them with, we got around 50 kids, I think. And so, getting them to jail and I got to go in here and talk to these coaches about the guys that's going to be playing on Friday night. They're going to have to get the reps. Little Johnny, who plays JV, he's probably not going to be out there, and you're putting him in a lot. And I'll spend time with those JV kids, but we got to get our varsity kids ready.
Yeah. Now, what are you doing as far as a freshman or JV schedule? Are you kind of not playing those or reduced them out?
There's not going to be many of them anyway, and a lot of people's not wanting to play them, kind of apprehensive. I think I've got 4 or 5 games on there, and we'll try to play them, and I'm going to be working on that tomorrow to get them solidified. But I don't know, it's just day by day. Everything's day by day, and you don't know what's going to happen. There's one case. One case, you're done for 2 weeks. So that's a good. We've been lucky.
Now that was a kind of a question. I was going to think about what's the protocol if you did have a case, but I guess now shut down for 2 weeks until that player is back to healthy, or what's the protocol after that?
I just shut the whole deal down and trace and see if anybody else is sick. Like they do with everybody else.
Right.
Whoever you were supposed to be playing is either out of a game or they have to pick up pick up to. So it could be, it could turn into a total mess real quick. And so I don't know how they're going to handle that once that starts going.
Well, I think that's kind of, and I listened to Dr. Stack, and maybe this is a negative statement to make, but listened to him the other day on the TV. Now, this is the day where Governor Beshear said he okayed the KHSA a recommendation, but he was very leery. He thought that if you start early, we're probably going to have cases, we're going to shut you down. Do you foresee a lot of that early on or not?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. It's happened other places. You know, I just try to talk to our kids. It's when they leave here. You know, this is pretty much a controlled environment as much as we can get it. But it's when they leave here is and what they walk back in with.
Right.
It's pretty controlled here. And, you know, I can't even give them water. I've been buying little 6-ounce things of water and have to throw it away immediately. And it's just, and then taking temperatures and, you know, take temperatures on 50 kids. That's tough.
Yeah. You got temperatures on 50 kids plus the four questions. And, that probably takes about 45 minutes of your practice time right there, doesn't it?
Right. That's what I am. It's hard for me to even get to coach.
Well, I mean, there is a lot. People don't understand. I know we were given a protocol, I guess, with this week, and the temperature checks have been there, but the questions have been added. The, I guess, healthy to work questions are the same ones, same four questions, but they have to answer no to all of those, or then we have to isolate them if not. So it's a, you know, a lot of these kids aren't tested. People compare high school football to SEC football. Well, listen to the recommendations SEC is going to put out. They're going to be tested 2-3 times a week. SEC is. We can't. We're not going to have the test like they do. That's just not going to happen. So, do you see a problem with that at all?
Oh yes, I definitely do. It's not even, you know, small schools. You know, my son Trevor plays at UPark, and I think they were at least testing them once a week, and they have cases and. Of course, they've moved their season back to the spring.
Right.
But, you know, they'd have cases, send them back to their room and trace it. So I think it could be a really big mess.
So you sound like you're a big-time realist in this, Mike. I know you're a positive person, but I think you're being real with it as far as you see problems ahead by starting when we're going to start, but you're also glad we're starting.
Yeah, you know, the kids are real excited. And, you know, I've had them text me or FaceTime me and say, please, coach, tell us some practice. And they want to be out here, and I think it's good for all of us to be out here.
Yeah.
But I also feel like it could get real ugly real quick if, you know, you get a case or something like that, and, you know, you're counting on, you've got a schedule to play, and it affects other people.
Yep.
Too, and so it could, hopefully it don't, and we're trying to do everything we can here, but, you know, I think it would have been probably much better to just go in the spring.
Now,
to do it in the spring.
Did you
hear?
Well, I guess the big argument with against the spring, I guess, was because you play a spring and a fall season. I guess the medical folks didn't like the idea of playing two seasons that close together. Was that the main culprit of that?
Yeah, well, that's you know, they're kind of contradicting themselves. You're playing now and dealing with a virus that kills people.
You're worried about
the turnaround time on that. I mean, it's thesis antithesis all the time, and you know, there's no easy answers, and there's to me there's a lot of gray area at times. So
Were you surprised by the decision that the Board of Control, you know, their outcome and decision to go forward with the seasons? Were you surprised by that in any way?
I kind of knew, you know, there's a lot of talking and different things. I kind of knew that the KHSAA was heading that way. But I thought that, you know, they had talked that before and then they decided to go on with it. And then I thought that the local health department or maybe the administration of a school might, you know, step in and stop it. And I guess a lot of it's based on, you know, how the virus is affecting your community.
Yeah, and I think that has happened in some areas with the stoppage of practices and play. I think the local folks have stepped in to say that. And again, that could happen any time anyway, so that could still happen to us tomorrow.
You're right. I mean, this is a day-by-day thing. And I guess the biggest thing that upsets me about all of this, and even on a national level or a state level, and I think our governor has tried to get things uniform, but nobody's on the same page. And it's just frustrating. The page changes once you go across the county line. The page changes once you go across the state line. And I don't think we were ever on the same page nationally. And you know, anything like that, whether it be a marriage, a business, or anything, it probably you have a lot of problems and issues if you're not on the same page.
So even on the same page, so how are you even kind of keeping the players engaged in a sense, realizing that tomorrow things could change? So how do you keep them, you know, focused day in and day out to come in and kind of put their heads on straight and hit practice hard in that regard as far as mentally? And then obviously when you're releasing them to go back home, you know, to kind of keep them, make sure that they're still following the same guidelines. So how do you kind of keep things rolling with them on a daily basis?
We talked to them about not getting shut down because of something that we do. You know, make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. We'll kind of watch it over you. You know, I have to walk in and again, we try to keep them out of the field house. But if I walk in there and kids got his mask on, I tell them to get it on. We don't talk about the virus a lot. We talk about, you know, practice, having a great practice you know, the things about coaching and, you know, we try to focus on that and not the virus. But yet, I guess, you know, when they go over there and get water and they drink it out of a cup and they have to throw it away, you know, it's all around us. But, you know, we've done well. I mean, we've had to talk to some kids about not getting it shut down and things like that. And it's a tough deal. And you just have to try, because you got a game on September 11th, and you know I just try to focus on getting ready for that, and keep their focus on that, because if we get no cases, and Prestonsburg, you know, the flip side of that, Prestonsburg don't get a case, we're playing right here in about 2.5 weeks.
There's your line right there. Hey, you got a couple more minutes? You can stay with us. We got a break. We got to get to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more Coach Mike Jones here in a minute here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
At Davis & Davis Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event for your loved one. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com for more information.
When a health crisis threatened our community, the healthcare heroes at Clark Regional Medical Center answered the call. As we move forward, life might look different, including healthcare, but there's one thing that won't change: the quality of care you've always relied on at Clark Regional Medical Center. We are again offering a range of healthcare services, from preventive screenings and physicals to quality of life procedures, to help you make the most of every moment moving forward. Our entire team is working hard to ensure a safe place of care and a healthier community for all of us. For more information, visit clarkregional.org.
When you need insurance for your home, auto, life, or business, contact agents Lisa Mays and Shauna Mays at Whitaker Bank Insurance Group. Stop by their Stanton office, located inside Whitaker Bank on Main Street, or give them a call and get a quote at 606-663-3625. Always striving to meet the needs of their customers, Whitaker Insurance Group, 606-663-3625.
Welcome back to BCSN Live with Dave and Ken, joined now by Coach Mike Jones, head football coach at Powell County. All right, Coach, let's get right into it. You got, an eight-game schedule, picked up. Did you pick up Estill County back?
Yeah, we got them back, and we scheduled a game on our open week, so we got nine.
So you got nine total games, so that one additional game will be the Estill County game. That game is played at Estill?
Correct.
Yes, sir.
So, again, that we can really put that one on our card as a prime game, but that also is our last game of the season, I believe. Is that the last game?
Yeah, that'll be the last week.
What game did you end up adding? Who did you add? I'm assuming that's probably – no, you said he had nine.
Estill's the added game, right?
Yeah, and Floyd Central in our open week.
Oh, so sorry.
Oh, Floyd – okay.
So you don't have an open week.
Right, which I hate open weeks.
Oh, you hate open weeks?
I hate open weeks.
Okay. You don't need 2 weeks prepared, do you?
No. Open weeks is, unless you're just beat to death. You know, I've seen the time I've been glad of it for that, but a lot of times it's just a big distraction.
So how are the kids doing so far is what your new system going in, and is that been difficult because of COVID?
Oh, yeah. I talked to one of my coaches. He said, you know, these spread teams, running this kind of offense, especially with this going on, puts us way behind these spread teams because they just go out and, throw the ball around and different things like that. And we have to make physical contact, a lot of physical contact with double teams and down blocks and different things like that, so it puts you a little bit behind. You know, as far as the team, I can understand having people don't run this. We'll probably be the only double wing team in Kentucky, but I feel like we could be very good at it. I know they threw the ball here last year, but I don't think they could protect him. I think he took a lot of hits. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, I think he's going to complete more passes and be a lot deadlier, or the two quarterbacks that we got in this offense, because they're going to be trying to stop the run and people's going to be running wide open. So,
I think if you're asking Ken and myself, I'm glad you're going back to the ground, because it was either we're going to the air because it was to change it up or to surprise some folks. But, you know, we went to it a lot last year is to come back as well. Now, again, I think the wing's a little bit different. I think it's you're probably going to be 80-20 at best, I would think. 80% run, 20% pass. And that's probably on a good pass dot, if I'm not mistaken for you. But I used to think passing was a fun game to watch. But if you're losing every game, it's not a lot of fun. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, I think so. And I think where we're at with the program right now is we got to get stability, and there's nothing better than eating the clock. And I think we got guys, if they break open, they're gone. And we've got a bunch of them. And it's going to be interesting to see how it unfolds. And they can all catch a ball and And I keep talking to the quarterbacks. I said, listen, now they're going to be wide open. You just got to put it off. And we'll keep them off balance. But, you know, as far as getting back there and throwing all the time, you know, three things can happen and two of them is bad. And
you're right.
You don't want to get behind the sticks. And we always want to stay ahead of the sticks in this offense and keep everything manageable.
So no penalties, no incomplete passes, none of that stuff. So you'd be in good shape to run the ball at least three downs.
Oh, yeah, we just need 3.5. We get 3.5, we're successful. And, that, you know, a passing team, that's a whole different mentality.
That's exactly right. And you're keeping their offense off the field by doing that. Also, you've got kicker Brian Baker coming back, elite top prospect. I bet he's getting a lot of work in, though, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to put in some special teams tonight. And get a look at our kickoff team and our onside kicks, and he's excited about that. I just told him a few minutes ago, and so he's going to be heavily recruited. Unless even if something happens with the virus and stuff, I think he's going to be fine. And I think we got some other kids that can play some college football, and it's an everyday thing, you know, getting them to believe in what we're doing. You know, you got to tell kids nowadays why. And in the old days, you didn't have to do that. But now you have to tell them why and try to get them to understand why. So.
Yes, that's you are correct, sir. Me and you're old school. We understand all that stuff. And these new kids don't – it's hard to watch, have to explain all the time.
Yeah. Back in my day, teachers, preachers, and coaches, what they said was the gospel. And nowadays, nobody has the gospel, I don't think.
You are correct. Well, all right, Coach, I appreciate your time tonight, and I'll let you get back to your team or your coaches, whatever you need to do. But thanks for your time tonight. And, again, I wish for the best next 2.5 weeks. Are you ready for Prestonsburg next Friday?
All right. We're excited about it. Hopefully we get to that point.
All right, Coach.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Take care.
All right. Y'all take care.
All right, take care. We're going to take another break here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
The death of a loved one is the most difficult loss that you will endure in this life. Hearn Funeral Home Incorporated provides you and your family with a meaningful and compassionate environment to assist you through this difficult process. Hondo Hearn and the staff of Hearn Funeral Home believe that every life has value and should be honored. If they can assist you in any way, we ask that you contact them at 663-4375 or stop by their modern facilities at 125 West College Avenue in Stanton, Kentucky. You may also visit their website at hearnfuneralhome.com.
Did you know that Stanton Ace Hardware now offers full-service sales and repair on the popular Steel brand chainsaws, string trimmers, blowers, and pressure washers? Stop into the former Roses Garden Center right next door to the main Ace Hardware building and check out their large inventory of new steel products and a large inventory of parts. Stanton Ace Hardware, your hometown dealer for Steel, Husqvarna, Echo, and Skag. For more information about deals and coupons at your Ace Hardware, text ACE right now to 606-663-2811. That's ACE to the studio number right now, 606-663-2811, for special savings at your Stanton Ace Hardware.
Welcome back here to PCSN Live. We had a little hiccups here. We had an interview set up with Coach Jones, Coach Ken Jones, and just got a text message. Actually got it a while ago, and I didn't see it. But he can't make it due to some illness in the family. And, again, if you're listening, Ken, and prayers go out to those who aren't feeling well. And I'll just kind of leave it at that. But take care and get well soon. Again, Coach Mike Jones with us tonight, Powell County head football coach. A pretty good perspective, I believe, on the reality of high school sports in 2020. Yes, we're glad we're getting to start, but we can get shut down any moment. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a little backup plan here. We're going to go with Julie Clark. She going to call?
No, you call her.
I'm going to give her a call.
Give her a call.
I'll let Ken talk while I get hold of Julie.
Listen, I will say this about Coach Jones, Coach Mike Jones, the head football coach here at the Powell County High School. You know, the things that he said in the interviews that we've had with him so far, he is spot on in so many different ways. Just his perspective of how he deals with the players, how they're dealing with, obviously, the COVID situation and the guidelines and taking the temperatures and everything else. But I feel like that he obviously is on the right track as far as getting his players prepared. I love the fact that he said, we're not even talking to the kids necessarily about COVID. We're talking about having the good practices. We're talking about, you know, what they can do for themselves in order to stay healthy, you know, to not necessarily ruin things for themselves, the team, for the opportunity to even play under those circumstances. So the fact that that's, you know, a positive outlook in a sense, I appreciate that. And then, you know, the fact that he's bringing in, you know, a different scheme. Obviously, anytime you have a coaching change, everybody does things differently. But it seems like the practices that I've seen from a distance, the fact that these players seem to be well engaged and everything, I think that definitely will be entertaining. I wish I'd had an opportunity and kind of slipped by me in a sense just to get an idea and a perspective as far as what his offensive line was going to be like. You know, what's his early assessment of his offensive line? At least the players at this point, realizing obviously you're not really going at it in any regards, but he was talking about strength in a sense, you know, that's going to be an issue. But you know as well as I do, I just have to beat you one time. Now, I have to beat you about 60 to 80 times, but just one time, right, on each given play. So if I can beat you one time, then guess what? The next time, I need to beat you again. But just to see what he thought as far as the assessment of that to open up those lanes for those running backs.
I think it's going to be hard at this point because of the lack of being able to make contact.
That, you're right.
So it's going to be joined now by, not a backup plan, but another head coach here. We haven't had on here, but that's Coach Julie Clark, cross-country coach. So, how you doing, Julie?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you, Dave?
Oh, well, we're here and happy about it. the decision the KTSA made, I'll ask you the same thing I asked Mike, the decision the KTSA made to go with fall sports, did that surprise you at all?
I thought we would be delayed to at least when kids came in person to school. So, yeah, I'm happy for the kids. We get to go on with our season. We've already started planning. We're going to go in with Clark, Bass, and Montgomery and just do some small meets, elementary through high school, and not go to those bigger meets like what we've done in the last several years. We're just going to keep it small and keep it within those four counties.
Yeah, I think at this point.
Go within each other.
Sorry, I think at this point that's what they wanted anyway, right, is for you to keep it in small groups at the beginning?
Yeah, with cross country, I mean, it's a whole nother beast because you can go to a meet where you have 100 elementary kids and, you know, 200 high school kids running, so all at the same time. So, yeah, we just thought we'd take these four counties, just work together, keep it small, stagger times, and have elementary kids come in, do their thing, they leave, and middle school come in, do their thing, and then high school, and we're going to separate them 2 days a week, or all days, or all morning on a Saturday.
Yeah, that makes it a little bit more time-consuming for the coaches, but it's health-wise, it's much better for all involved.
Correct. Of course, I'm out here. We had a heavy practice day yesterday. My first through sixth grade kids ran almost 2 miles yesterday, so today we're just on a little hike out here at Winesfoot. So
now,
it's a little tough on a coach wearing a mask out here.
What's the average distance that they would run anyway at any given meet?
Sixth grade and below is a mile, but this little four county bunch that we're with, we have for smaller kids, preschool through second grade, who just aren't capable of doing a mile, we and compete against those third through sixth graders. We have a half mile race for those guys. So, and then middle school runs about 2.2 3 or something like that, and then of course high school is 3.1.
Yeah, I ran three miles a day, Julie. That's pretty good for me, wasn't it?
That is very good.
Yeah, I was in my truck, but I ran it in my head, you know?
I know. Well, I figured it was getting batteries for the remote, you know, or going to the fridge.
Yeah, that would work, too. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I tell you, it is a hot one today, too. I told Mike earlier, it was... It's in the 90s today, and the humidity is pretty high, and we were at golf practice having put in shipping practice, but it got really hot there around 4:15 or so, and I know for you guys out there, if you're running, it's not a fun day to be out there.
Well, these elementary kids, I'm in two different practice periods. I have two practices because I've got 30-some kids.
Right.
And to keep our pods at that 11, you know, 10 kids and a coach, I have to have two practices. And the way we've got this scheduled, I mean, each pod has, each pod almost has, like, family in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a high school or middle school kid with its younger sibling. So we got lucky this year in aspects of that, so...
So you should probably have no problem at all as far as the COVID restrictions, because they're pretty much staying in their homes anyway.
Right. Right. So
good plan.
I mean, my kids are doing pretty good. We're out here walking.
So as far as even assessing your team so far, like how are practices going, and what's your outlook as far as once you get to those competitions?
Well, we've had two inter-squad races with middle school, elementary through middle school. Times aren't there yet, but being the summer months, I've only been doing them 4 days a week to stay under that 6 hours that we are allotted in segment 3. So, you know, their times are getting there. It's this bunch, we always work towards October anyway, when we go to state at Masterson Station. So that's always, of course, we always go to a meet wanting to win. And they've always done pretty good. But, you know, their times are getting there, so I'm proud of them.
Do you see, I mean, I know the governor, I think he supported the KHSC recommendation. I don't think he loved it. He did say we're going to follow it. Do you think that... if the numbers continue to go up, anything may get canceled, or you're kind of a sport like mine as far as with golf. I think we're probably good to go for a little bit longer than other sports are.
Well, I would hope that and I'm not knocking coaches. I just hope coaches take care of their kids, which I know all of our coaches are. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I really like that. Or I really hope that if something happens with a certain sport, it doesn't knock all of them out. But there might be ties amongst the sports if they have to. You know what I'm saying? So I would hate to see us go have sports. Our kids are going 5 days a week starting next week, and we just get called off. I know our kids are ready to run and compete. So,
well, I think what people don't understand, and this is my belief anyway, all these people that you have out there pushing for a quicker start, the downside of a quick start is a early stoppage. So I think that's a concern that I have as a coach, is if you go too early and people don't follow the protocol. Again, I think you're right. I think Powell County, the coaches at Powell County that I know, they're doing it the right way. But
yeah,
if something happens, if we're somewhere else, or a kid just comes down with COVID because they're with their family, and that could happen.
Right.
I just think it's right now the numbers are a little bit too high to think that we're going to keep this thing going as normal throughout the rest of this season.
Well, I agree with that. And, you know, our sports are so – all the sports are – mine and yours and even the Bass team, because Bass team was released back in June, you know, And those kids have been fishing with their boat captains and trying to prep. And that schedule for them for this coming school year gets released Friday to me for their tournament series. So, you know, you worry about that too. And Dave, you finish at the end of September. Your season's almost done.
You're correct. I got a month left.
That, I mean, for your kids to get to almost region, you know, and that's why I say I just hope all coaches really just do what we need to do to protect these kids, and these kids are self-disciplined enough to follow it. I want to see that football team play. I want to see those soccer kids play because they just love their sport. I want to see my kids run. I want to see you go to region in September,
yep.
Possibly state. You know, I want to see that. Yes. I want to see volleyball. Look at volleyball.
I've been wonderful for the last few years, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just like all these sports you're talking about. In every sport that you just mentioned, you've got some kids out there that have had some really good careers, and this would be their culmination to be able to showcase their senior season. We hope they get these in. Again, my season wraps up on September 30th with region. Hopefully, we'll have a kid or two advance the state tournament in October, but that's on right the very next week. So, you know, the golf season is short because it starts earliest. It also ends the earliest, which is a good thing. But man, I tell you what, it's just to get to the state tournament at this point in time, it's just will be. I was like, wow, we went from no softball, no baseball, no track to next season, maybe get to go to a state tournament in the fall. But hopefully we keep things going through September, because you'd hate to have a shutdown, not caused by your sport, but someone else's, and now your kids don't get a chance to compete.
Right. I totally agree with that. I just, you know, it's just tough. I don't think in our lifetime we'll ever see this again, truthfully.
Let's hope not.
I pray that we never do.
Let's hope not.
You know?
This has been, I mean, a lot of loss of life, a lot of, and you know, beyond the loss of life is this, the folks who have not got along and wanted to argue back and forth over this, and again, people are dying, and you're seeing who they are. People are sick.
I'm out here. It's like you can probably hear me. I've got my mask on, but I'm walking with my kids because I told them I would. But I live with an 80-year-old father-in-law. I take him to his doctor's appointment. I have my parents. Charlie suffered a stroke this past spring. He's definitely compromised now. You know, and I have to take him to his doctor appointments now.
Yep.
So I'm out here protecting myself, and I'm protecting these kids.
Correct.
Too, you know, because I have a whole other sport. I haven't interacted a lot with them right now because I just told the boat captains, take them fishing, call me when you do, you know. So I haven't really had a lot of interaction with them. But, you know, it's... I have to protect myself, plus try to protect these kids. But I will tell you this. I'm telling you what. These kids have bought in. They've bought in. We've told them about this social distancing. We go to these shelters. Everybody just pick a spot. That's your spot you go to every day. They do it every day. Even the high school kids have, you know. And even when the high school kids get together and they're talking, They're not in each other's face. They spread out when they're stretching and stuff like that. They spread. I mean, and these elementary kids, man, I tell you what, I tell them, I say, okay, y'all need to spread out on the course when we do like a group run, when we do timed runs and stuff.
Yeah.
And you should see them. They'll get in the line. And they'll say, oh, I'm too close. I got to back up. You know what I'm saying?
I think these kids are a lot more, I don't know, they're
adaptable
than what people give them credit for. These kids have done a great job, even through last spring.
I hurt four, and don't get me wrong, I love my elementary, middle school kids, but who I truly hurt for is football and soccer, man. I just, you know, I pray that, gosh, I hope they get to play, because I know those boys love their sport. I know those girls and guys on soccer, they love their sport, you know, and that's who I truly just hurt for them, because I hope they get to play.
Yeah, I know what it's like missing a season.
That's just tough, you know.
It is. It is very tough. And, again, hopefully they get to play. But, again, to get to play, we've got to follow the protocols. So if you're not doing that, we're behind. Julie, thanks for joining us tonight. We're going to let you go. Got a break to get into. Okay. So, but, again, have a good walk. Keep it safe out there.
Okay.
All right, see you, Julie.
Thank you.
All right, take a little break here on PCSN Live on WSKB 104.9 FM.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, so I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house, or even better, as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protech Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protech Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9344.
Welcome back to the last 2 minutes of PCSN Live tonight with Dave and Ken. Again, I'd like to thank our guests, Mike Jones, Powell County head football coach, and Julie Clark, Powell County cross country and bass fishing coach. But tonight we talked to her for cross country purposes. But again, it's a, you know, KCS gave the okay. Governor said go. So now we are in a wait and see on how long we can go and how healthy we can stay.
And let's cross our fingers that we are a go. I think that was the right decision that they made.
I agree.
For a go. I think if anything, just from a mental, psychological point of view, to give these kids something to hope for and to shoot for in a sense, and to stay the course where they had already kind of been practicing in a sense, at least conditioning along those lines, to kind of give them that opportunity to go forward. And again, let's cross our fingers that the seasons actually occur.
Yeah, and again, remember, the season is a go, but we still, the medical or the health department and the superintendent and the administration can at any point say we're not playing. So, yes, athletics is a go, but there could be a pause because of numbers, because of the number of cases in the county. So, again, the thing we cannot say all the time, wear your mask, wash your hands, social distance, do those three things, and we could likely have a better chance at a successful season than if we don't.
Yeah, and the kids deserve it, obviously. I mean, they're the ones that deserve it. They've worked hard to get to this point, especially the seniors, to give them that opportunity to go on and play. And at the same time, I think we all need this as a community. I think to be able to, you know, listen to the games on the radio, you know, potentially even watch video, something that WSKV is working on as well, moving forward, that if we can provide that service as well to kind of step into a whole new arena for us here, hopefully it becomes entertaining. But I'm looking forward to it. I know everybody else is, and let's hope it happens.
Yeah, get excited. Again, Pike County Sports upcoming September 7th through the 11th, opening week. We'll catch you next week here on PCSN Live on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Thanks for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken from the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton. This program is hosted by Ken Simon and David Faulkner. Production is done by Ethan Moore. Programming is done by Angela Osborne. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken is a Pickup Country 104.9 production. Tune in live next week or on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcasts.
Pickup Country 104.9, serving Irvin, Lico, Salt Lick, Levy, Denniston, Goffs Corner, Kirksville, Pine Ridge, Nada, and Boonville. Thanks for listening local and around the world at WSKBFM.com.